Roses didn't like our past winter. It doesn't seem to matter if they were hybrid tea grandifloras or shrub roses. They have a lot of dead canes and need some extra care. Last fall, the weather was mild. Roses didn't start to go dormant until very late in the fall. Then we had sub-zero temperatures right after that. That probably damaged some roses. Winter was mild. Remember those 50-degree days in January and February? All winter, we only had a few bad days like this sub-zero week in December. That probably damaged some roses, too. Winter was dry. We had an occasional snow, but we never had a big snow. As the temperatures warmed in early spring, there wasn't any soil moisture. That probably damaged some roses. After some warm winter months, the weather turned cooler. I think we had colder nights in late March and early April than we did in February. Roses had started to grow when the cold nights hit. Roses I thought looked fine in March have had to be re-pruned. Cut dead canes down to about 1/4 to 1/2 inch above any new growth. If the whole cane is dead, cut it as close to the soil as possible. Leaving a stub is all right. If the rose is dead to the graft union, it won't come back as the original. Some roses have one or two strong canes and the rest of the plant needs pruned. Cut back the strong canes to balance the plant. Prune off 1/3 to 1/2 of the canes. As temperatures warm, feed roses. Use your favorite rose food, follow the directions, and more is not better. As they grow, they may need some extra summer pruning to shape and balance the plant. Mother's Day is a good time to replace any roses that the winter and spring killed. Try one of the All-American Rose Selection winners. If you want a rose that you can treat like any other shrub, but it has rose flowers, try a hardy shrub rose. A couple roses to look for are Winnipeg Parks or Morden Sunrise. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.